Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, February live cattle futures finally put in a positive close after losses the previous 4 days. April and later contracts extended the gains from the previous day. There is anticipation that higher prices will again unfold sometime today, but traders may not be too excited about covering short positions or establishing long positions just yet. Cash cattle trading $3 lower this week does not make one feel warm and fuzzy. More will be required to turn the trend higher than just a bounce due to an oversold market in the three-day holiday weekend ahead. Lean hogs were able to post slight gains, likely on spillover support from the cattle and a three-day weekend. Some support might stem from China cutting tariff rates in half on Friday and $75 billion of U.S. products. The hog industry has long awaited a surge in pork demand from China, but there is no guarantee this tariff cut will generate anything substantial. Traders may short cover Saturday just in case something develops over the weekend. March Kansas City wheat is up 1.5 cents early today, holding roughly steady in the month of February and resisting the bearish pressure of a rising U.S. dollar. Slow growth in Europe and coronavirus concerns in Asia are helping the attractiveness of the U.S. dollar in investors' eyes, and that has some bearish influence on the ability of the U.S. to export wheat. March corn is up a half cent early today, not showing any sign of budging from the constraints of the narrow sideways range just yet. Cash corn prices have also been holding roughly sideways in 2020 and compared to future prices remain near their highest levels in 7 years. March soybeans are up a half cent early today, looking at a chance to add to the string of 9 consecutive higher closes since falling to a new 8-month low at the end of January. We've mentioned before that it's unusual for crop prices to extend trends in winter, and soybeans' new low in January seems to be a good example of a fakeout that attracted commercial buying at the lower price level. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, February live cattle was up 50 cents yesterday at 119.45. April up 67, 118.52. March feeder cattle up 127, 136.32. April up 177 at 138.95. April hogs up 30 cents, 64.07. Kansas City wheat, March was down 5 cents, 466. May was down 4.5 at 472 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, March down 3 and a quarter, 544 and a quarter. May down 3 and 3 quarters at 544 and 3 quarters. March corn is down 3.5, 379.5. May's down 2.5 cents at 384 and 3 quarters. March soybeans up 3 and 3 quarters at 896 and a quarter. May is up 2.5 at 906. And March cotton is down 83 cents at 67.75. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.